The Experience Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back, friends. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Angel Tussie out in Los Angeles today working with Bill Walsh at the Small Business Expo. And it was at the Small Business Expo that our next guest got the opportunity to meet Angel and is here with us today. Listen, did you know when the submarines started sailing in the United States Navy Submarine Service? It was April of 1900, and since that time, 65 submarines have been lost since that launch of the service. Post-war records compiled after the end of World War II indicate that Japan lost 686 warships of 500 gross tons or larger and 2,346 merchantmen for a total of 10.5 million gross tons of shipping to submarines during... They lost them to submarines. Submarines attacked and won during the 1600 war patrols. We're going to talk a little bit about submarines with our next guest, Tim Moore. He's the chairman of the Arizona Silent Service Memorial Foundation, otherwise known as ASSM, in Phoenix, Arizona. The ASSM is a 501c3 IRS designated for nonprofit organization, which is formed by a group of Arizona submarine vets who are raising money to build a memorial to all submarine vets who have served in the past and are currently serving, especially those who have made the supreme sacrifice in the service of their countries. This memorial will be erected in the Wesley Bolin Memorial Plaza, the front yard of the Arizona State Capitol building in Phoenix. Here to talk about that is Tim Moore. Tim, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you very much. That's a very nice introduction.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Tim, I'm very happy to have you in on the program. And, sir, did you serve as a submariner?
Yes, I was in the Cold War. I served in I was in the Navy from 1960 to 66 and served 3 years in the submarine service.
Well, on behalf of Angel, myself, our entire listening audience, and all Americans, thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So talk to us about the intent of this memorial. Does any such memorial exist anywhere in America?
There are a number of memorials for the submarine service. This one that we have will be unique in that it will be a sculpture of a nuclear-powered fast attack submarine doing an emergency service. There was a similar monument at Annapolis at the Naval Academy. However, it's not open to the public 24/7. Our memorial will be open to the public 24/7, be the only one of its kind. And as it stands right now, it looks like we will sculpture it with copper. Arizona is the copper state, and I believe the final specs call for copper sculpture, so it'll be very unique.
Well, it sounds amazing, and for those of you who are not familiar with the depiction that he just illustrated, the nuclear-powered fast-attack submarine sitting atop a blue trapezoid structure executing an emergency surface procedure. I want you to think Hunt for Red October when that
exactly.
Submarine comes barreling out of the water because they've blown all their ballast. Very exciting. I'm not a submariner, but I've read enough Tom Clancy to think I could actually drive one of these boats.
You probably could. Our first job when we go aboard is driving those things when we're brand new. So, yes, you could do that.
Well, I apologize if I offend anybody who thinks that I was being serious on that note. All right. So, Tim, let me ask you this now. What do you need in order to get this memorial built?
Well, right now we're about 60% of our fundraising is completed. The total cost of the monument is about $156,000. We have some $57,000 in in-kind contributions from local businesses, contractors, that sort of thing. And our goal was to raise the other $100,000 in cash. That will satisfy the state's needs to allow us to start with construction. So the bottom line is, I need another $40,000, and that's our goal.
All right, and $40,000. How do we go about, if some of our listeners here on our local network, or as well, this broadcast is aired nationwide, coast to coast, from Washington, D.C. to Fresno, California. How can we give? Where would you like us to go?
The easiest way to find us is our website, which is ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org, all spelled out, www.ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org. That will direct you to our website and all the contact information that you need for us, or how people can contribute, you can find right there.
And because you are designated as a 501c3 non-for-profit organization, mm-hmm. these gifts are tax deductible, is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. We will provide documentation for donation receipts for anybody that wants them. And yes, the 501c3 nonprofit status does give us the authorization to do that.
I love it. I love it. Folks, there's lots of great ways that you can give. There's you can get pavers. You can just give straight out and give your generous gift. We encourage you to do so. And as we continue our conversation with Tim Moore, the chairman of the Arizona Silent Service Memorial Foundation there in Phoenix, I encourage you to go visit that website. That website again, ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org, and check it out, and then ask yourself, how can I be a blessing to the people, the men and women who have served our United States Naval Service in the submarine arena, and who have in many ways sacrificed far more than any of us. It's good stuff, Tim. Now, what else can we tell our listeners?
Well, you brought up the different ways people can donate. There are no donation is too small. Anything we can get, we gratefully appreciate. Now, you did mention pavers, and as an idea, with Veterans Day coming up and the holidays coming up, these pavers make excellent gifts for people, your loved ones, people who have served, first responders, those types of things. And if you go to the website, you'll see a depiction of what the memorial site looks like, and these pavers will go in the footprint below the memorial. So
I love
they
it.
Make great gifts.
Yeah, they really do. It's a beautiful rendition of the memorial. We have a service memorial in my hometown, just literally in the park across the street from my apartment. And I go there often, and just, in a moment of silence and thankfully for, I'm always grateful for the sacrifice that the men and women of armed services present. But just to see the beauty of what an artist and a movement of people will bring together, I think it's a worthy cause, Tim.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And our Wesley Boland Memorial Plaza, which is in front of the State Capitol Building, has a number of memorials for wartime, for first responders, that type of thing. It's a very nice tourist attraction, and we need to promote that a little bit more. It's a great place to visit.
Well, don't let anybody tell you that Arizona is landlocked, folks. You need to go give to this, and then get on a plane and go visit it once it is constructed, because it's going to be beautiful. Love to do this in any way that we can. Again, the website, ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org. Again, ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org. Give and give generously. Tim, I'll give you the last word. Inspire our listeners somehow.
Well, I appreciate everybody's interest in this project. It's something that I know we'll be proud of, and you'll enjoy visiting when it's completed, and you'll all be invited to the dedication.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And, you might, I'm just a guy on the radio, but I might suggest you play The Hunt for Red October, and there's probably a couple of other good ones. There's one with Gene Hackman as well out there. Just as the shenanigans get started on your ribbon cutting over there.
Yeah, that the Hunt for the Red October, that was a good one to bring up, because that That sub was the, I believe it was the USS Dallas.
Yes, sir.
That emergency service in that movie. And yeah, that's exactly what we want to depict.
It is. It's a subject close to my heart, not just for the service, but because, you know, there's so much mystery involved in those folks who decide to go under the water. So grateful for your service again, Tim Moore. Thank you very much for joining us here. And thank you for what you're doing on behalf of all Submariners.
Well, thank you for having me on. I sincerely appreciate it.
It's a privilege. Folks, don't go anywhere. We will be back with more positive business talk as we continue our conversation about highly effective strategies for closing a sale. That's next on the Experience Pros Radio Network. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast or any broadcast that we do, check out experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com.